last night at the Jazz Festival with some good friends of ours, Chenchen Liu, Richie Goods. Welcome back to Rochester. So, Richie, talk about tonight's show and concept.
Oh, wow. Man, we're super excited to be here. I think I've played this festival more than any other festival before. It feels like home, and I got my brother here and everything. So tonight we're going to do songs from our new release, which we just found out on the drive up here. We won a Golden Melody Award, which is the equivalent of a Grammy in Taiwan. And so we were watching the awards as we drove up. So this is kind of a special show for us.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks. Thank you.
And the reason being, because of this young lady, Chenchen Liu. Chenchen, welcome back to Rochester. Last year, we were just so amazed watching you play and perform with Jeremy Pelt. Now, with your name on the marquee and the headlights, talk about presenting your music to such a broad audience, because you're going to go to Taiwan and do this music with hundreds of kids.
Yeah, so we wrote all the music during the pandemic. So I think we just kind of wrote out the most private feeling, put that in the music, but that resonates with so many people. So we're always very happy to show people this music, because always after the show, people come to me and say, oh my God, I feel it, you know? So I can't wait.
So talk about presenting your music in Taiwan. What is that like for you to do that?
It's magic, because I was so anxious before I play in Taiwan, because I always play in Europe and America and people always like it. And I just didn't know if Taiwanese would like it, but they went crazy. And a lot of people sent me messages, say they can relate to the music. So I think it's really special. I never really bring this group with Richie to Taiwan, and we did it in last month. So that was cool.
So, Chenchen, what made you want to pick up and learn how to play the vibes?
I was a percussion player when I was in Taiwan, and I was playing all the contemporary stuff and classical stuff. So when I make the change, switch to jazz, then vibraphone is the mallet instrument, percussion instrument for jazz. So that was just a natural switch.
Who are some of the people you like to listen to get ideas from?
I like to listen to Schumann and Beethoven, just a lot of classical cats. Yeah, because I really value silence. You know, I think silence is also a beautiful sound. So I always choose or write my stuff very specifically. I want to leave a lot of space. Yeah.
It's so amazing. And for you, Richie, continuing the tradition that was started from people like Mary Lou Williams, Art Blakey, we go on about the yes. Pittsburgh Jazz Legacy, the Hill District. For you now to carry that legacy with your music and artistry, what's that like?
Oh, it's awesome, you know, to be considered a part of the great lineage of jazz musicians coming out of Pittsburgh. So it's really an honor, and I brag about it often, being from Pittsburgh.
As you should.
Yes. Yeah. But I think at this point in my career, like this project with me and Chenchen is more about kind of delivering a message, because that was the whole point of the project was, you know, during the pandemic with the Black Lives Matter and Asian hate crimes going on and everything, we're trying to make sense of it, because we believe that we're all connected and that we're all brothers and sisters. And so that was the whole point of this project, was to do a project of unity, that something that would bring people together. And I feel like people feel that in the music. So this has been the most special project I've done, because it has a meaning behind it.
We get to see that meaning tonight. Two shows. Again, Richie, Chenchen, welcome back to Rochester.
Thanks
so much.